I want to encourage you, before we start singing this, to chant a little bit in a meditative mood.
Htio bih vas ohrabriti prije nego što počnemo pjevati, da mantrate pjevate malo više meditativno raspoloženje.
Chanting is not so much an activity of the voice as it is an activity of the heart.
Pjevanje mantranje nije toliko aktivnost glasa koliko je aktivnost srca.
Yes, so when we chant, we go in our consciousness inside and we try to connect with the holy place from where we see ourselves sitting and chanting.
I tako kada pjevamo, ulazimo unutar sebe i pokušavamo se zamisliti na mjestu, svetom mjestu gdje se nalazimo dok pjevamo.
So you can go in your mind while you chant to your preferred holy place.
Možete u umu otići na vaše preferirano sveto mjesto.
Or like we did this morning at the, you know, nice place in the forest looking on the ocean.
Ili kao što smo jutros bili na lijepom mjestu koje gleda u šumi koje gleda na ocean.
The important thing is that somehow you do you disconnect for a moment with the normal daily life.
Važna stvar je da se barem na trenutak odvojimo od tog svakodnevnog života.
The thoughts of the daily life, you leave them for a moment. They can come later.
Misli svakodnevnog života ostavimo za kasnije. One mogu doći kasnije.
The worries, you leave.
Brige.
The anxieties.
Tjeskobe.
The masks.
Maske.
The tiresome role play.
Zamorne uloge.
Yes, you just go in your consciousness to another place.
U svjesnosti otiđimo u neko drugo mjesto.
And from there you chant.
I od tamo mantra.
Then the effect is more in your heart.
Tada je učinak više u našem srcu.
We always chant before lectures this verse, and I think you know Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Asada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please listen. Slujate. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Oh, Jua. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
For my ears, I think there's very there's nice acoustics, and I'm surprised that this room does supply these acoustics. It's really good.
Za moje uši čujem da je jako fina akustika i iznenađen sam da ovakav prostor daje tako fina akustika.
Akustički izolacijski. Yeah. All around. Yeah, I immediately can hear it. Why? You knew that this room is acoustically not so good, so you put the isolation or
I just follow.
Intuition. Yeah. Really, I can tell you normally this room without such an isolation would have a very bad acoustic, but so very good. Sinisha is inspired by the super soul.
Yeah.
Yes. Can you give me the harmonium, please? My dear devotees, it is said that Krishna appears in four forms. Does any one of you have an idea how Krishna appears?
Da li neko ima ideju kako se Krishna
pojavi? Holy name.
Sveto ime. Deity.
Božanstva.
Scriptures.
Spisi.
In the heart, Lord in the heart.
Gospodin u srcu.
In the nature of split.
Not
in prirodne nature, yes, maybe. Vrindavan Das Thakur says he first appears in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Krishna appears in the holy Tulasi plant. Krishna also appears in the holy Ganga. And finally, Krishna appears in the heart of the devotee. It is said that Krishna also appears in the form of the deity. But there is a clear difference between Krishna appearing in this form and Krishna appearing in the other four forms.
Postoji jasna razlika između pojavljivanja Krišne u toj formi i ostale četiri forme.
When you want that Krishna appears in the deities, you first have to perform very intricate ceremony called Pran Pratishta ceremony, whereby which you call the Lord and, so to say, install him like a guest in that form.
I da bi se Krišna pojavio u toj formi obliku božanstva, postoji jako komplicirana ceremonija. Jako komplicirana ceremonija i mi na taj način pozivamo Krišnu da se tu pojavi kao gost u tome obliku.
But in these other four forms, Krishna is always present, without any ceremony, without any complicated arrangement.
Ali u druge četiri forme, Krishna je uvijek prisutan, bez kompliciranih aranžmana i ceremonije.
It is said, if you hear and listen to the Bhagavatam, you will actually experience Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam, and then in your own heart.
Rečeno je, ako slušamo Bhagavatam, iskusit ćemo Krišnu u listovima Bhagavatama i onda u našem srcu.
Or the greatest materialist, when he even looks at the Ganga, what to speak of falling accidentally in the Ganga, immediately feels a divine potency entering him.
Čak i najveći materialista, ako samo pogleda Gangu, a šta da govorimo da slučajno upadne u nju, odmah osjeća božansku prisutnost, moć.
However, Krishna is most easily accessible when he is in the heart of a devotee.
Ali Krishna je ipak najlakše pristupačan kada se nalazi u srcu bhakti.
It's said, if you regularly associate with devotees, your material attachments are slowly going away.
Rečeno je, ako se redovno družimo s bhaktama, naše materijalne vezanosti će polako nestati.
We live in a time where many people think material desires and material attachments is their real wealth.
Živimo u vremenu kada mnogi ljudi misle da su materijalne vezanosti bogatstvo, pravo bogatstvo, pravo.
But we find from a spiritual perspective, the stronger the material desires are, and the stronger the material attachments, the stronger the frustrations.
Ali nalazimo u duhovnom životu što su veće materijalne vezanosti, veće to obilje, to su veće frustracije.
So if we associate regularly with devotees of Lord Krishna, who carry Lord Krishna in their hearts or in their activities, we lose these strong iron chains which make us unfree and which bind us to the ocean of frustration, this material desire.
Družeći se s bhaktama koji nose Krishnu u srcu, oslobađamo se tih željeznih okova, želja, materijalnih želja, tih frustracija koje nas svežu u oceanu materijalnih bijeda.
There is a very interesting descriptions how devotees benefit the conditioned soul.
Postoje jako zanimljivi opisi kako bhakte daju dobrobiti uslovljenim dušama.
It said, whereas the scriptures teach us theoretical spiritual knowledge,
rečeno je, dok nas spisi uče teoretskom duhovnom znanju,
the devotees teach us practical spiritual knowledge.
Bhakte nas podučavaju praktičnom duhovnom znanju.
What this means is that the devotees, by their examples and teachings, open the door to the kingdom of God.
To znači da bhakte sa svojim učenjem i svojim primjerom otvaraju vrata carstva Boga.
And in this way the devotees invite us to make a spiritual experience which will strengthen us and give us satisfaction in the heart.
I na taj način nas bhakte pozivaju da napravimo duhovno iskustvo koje će nas osnažiti i osnažiti naše srce.
Just like the association of devotees opens the door to the kingdom of God, the association of materialists opens the door to illusions.
I baš kao što druženje s baktama otvara vrata Božjeg carstva, tako druženje s materialistima otvara vrata iluzije.
When I was young, I was a Rolling Stone fan.
Kad sam bio mlad, bio sam obožavatelj Rolling Stone.
And I was very charmed when one devotee told me how he met my previous gitanero, Keith Richard.
Bio sam jako zadivljen kada mi je Jan Banka rekao da je susreo Keith Richardsa, gitarist.
It was 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning and Keith was just stumbling out of one bar in Dublin, Ireland. And this Adi Guru is his name, stopped him and said, wait a minute, I have a very good and easy to understand book for you, a spiritual cooking book.
On ga je zaustavio, taj bhakta Adi Guru se zvao, i rekao je, imam jednu jako jednostavnu knjigu za tebe, zove se Duhovno kuhanje.
Some other people, friends of Keith were with him, and they immediately decided to buy him a cooking book.
Neki prijatelji od Keitha su bili s njime i odmah su odlučili da mu kupe tu knjigu.
After the devotee had given this famous man the cooking book, he said, oh, by the way, I used to be a Rolling Stones fan.
I kad mu je dao knjigu toj slavnoj osobi, rekao je, usput rečeno, prije sam bio jako veliki obožavatelj Rolling Stones.
I had every record.
Imao sam svaku ploču.
But now and then he very artfully lifted his cap. I am a Hare Krishna monk. So immediately Keith Richard said, may I convert you back? It describes a little bit what happens in the association of materialists. The spiritual people are converted back to Maya when they have too much association with materialists. So just like the association with devotees opens the door to the spiritual experience, to the kingdom of God, the association with materialistically minded people opens the door to material life.
Baš kao što druženje sa duhovnim osobama otvara vrata duhovnom životu i iskustvu, tako druženje s materialistima otvara vrata materijalnom
načinu života. Narottamdas Thakur once acknowledged the potency of the Vaishnavas or devotees by writing an interesting poem.
Narottamdas Thakur je opisao tu moć druženja s bhaktama kroz jednu interesantnu pjesmu.
He said, even if I can cure blindness, I cannot become free from material illusions on my own. Only when I have the help of the spiritual master and the devotees can I become free from the blindness of material illusions.
Slepoće materijalne iluzije se mogu osloboditi jedino ako imam društvo duhovnog učitelja i bhakta.
A good example of a good spiritual person can overcome the all powerful influence of illusion is Thakur Haridas.
Thakur Haridas je dobar primjer kako spiritualno jaka osoba može nadići materijalne probleme.
Thakur Haridas used to spend his time in a cave on the bank of the Ganga and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra from morning to the next morning.
Haridas Thakur je običavao provoditi svoje vrijeme u pećini na obali Gange, mantrajući sveto ime od jutra do sljedećeg jutra.
When after a whole day and a whole night of chanting the holy names, the sun would rise in the morning, he would say, oh, already the sun rises in the eastern horizon, I did not even start to chant.
Kada bi se nakon cijelog dana i cijele večeri mantranja svetog imena sunce pojavilo na istoku, on bi rekao, već se pojavlja sunce na istoku, a još nisam ni počeo mantra.
Once he was tested. He was tested like every person on a bona fide spiritual path will be tested.
Bio je testiran na način na koji će svaka osoba koja je na vjerodostojnom duhovnom putu biti testirana.
It was late in the night, maybe between 11 and 12 o'clock.
Bilo je kasno na večer, možda između 11 i 12 na večer.
All of a sudden, the banks of the river Ganga were illumined by a supernatural light.
Odjednom obale rijeke Gange su bile osvjetljene nadprirodnim svjetlom.
And although it was not the seasons, flowers started to appear on the tree and flowers came out of the ground.
Iako im nije bila sezona, cvijeće se pojavilo na stablu i počelo izlaziti iz zemlje.
A sweet atmosphere came up,
slatka atmosfera se pojavila,
which was vibrating with intensity,
koja je vibrirala s jačinom.
And then right before the eyes of Haridas Thakur, the most beautiful woman in all of creation manifested herself.
Jednom pred očima Haridas Thakura najljepša žena u povijesti stvaranja se pojavila.
Her beauty was so fascinating.
Njezina ljepota je bila tako očaravajuća.
The way her eyes were placed in her interesting face.
Kako su oči bile na interesantnom mjestu.
The way she was decorated with valuable ornaments over
ukrašena vrijednim draguljima.
Over her most enchanting form.
Preko kako su bili namješteni ti ukrasi preko nje naravajuće form.
Was wonderful.
Je bio prekrasan.
And she had an intention.
I imala je namjeru.
Haridas, you are a great saint, and saints are meant to extinguish the fire of suffering in the conditioned souls.
Haridas, ti si veliki svetac i sveci trebaju ugasiti vatru patnje u uslovljenim dušama.
In my heart there's only one desire which burns strongly.
U mome srcu postoji samo jedna želja koja tako jako gori.
Only you are able to extinguish that fire of desire.
Samo si ti u stanju izgasiti tu vatru želje.
I want union with you.
Želim se sjediniti s tobom.
Please.
Molim
te. Haridas looked mercifully at her and said, I will certainly fulfill your desire, Ali. I first have to finish my quota of my prescribed numbers of rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Haridas je rekao, pogledaj jako milostivo, je rekao, ja ću naravno ispuniti tvoju želju, ali prvo trebam izmantrati, ispuniti svoju kvotu mantranja, krugova Hare Krishna mantra.
Sedite, služite.
Sjedni i sluša.
Not sedite, sedite means plural most probably. Yeah, so singular.
You can say sedite is like with respect.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sedite.
Sedite.
Yeah. She listened the whole night. When the morning sun rose,
kada se jutarnje sunce pojavilo,
poof, she disappeared.
Ona je nestala.
She was clearly a supernatural being.
Očito je bila nadprirodno biće.
Next night she came again.
Sljedeće noći opet se pojavila.
The fire is stronger, Haridas.
Vatra je još jača, Haridas.
Harita said, I'm very sorry. Yesterday I was a little slow, but today I will be more brzo. Yes.
Ispričavam se, jučer sam bio malo spor, ali danas ću brže.
Sedi day is lučedej. Now, when as the night progressed, the woman, the mysterious woman, understand, I have to do something to capture his attention away from the holy names.
Kako je noć prolazila, ta mistična žena je shvatila da mora nešto napraviti da odvuče njegovu pozornost od svetog imena.
And she began to display movements, which even the greatest yogi or Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, would have totally become bewildered by.
I počela se kretati, raditi pokrete koje bi opčinili i najvećeg jogija, čak i gospodi, čak i Brahma, stvarala sa univerzum.
Haridas Thakur said, my quota is not yet finished, but as soon it will be.
Haridas je rekao, moja kvota još nije ispunjena, ali ubrzo će biti.
In the morning, she again disappeared. Only to come back in the night. The fire is even more strong. I just said, sedite, slušajte, moje kvota. Yes. So this time, as he continued to chant, the woman started to say, O Krishna, O Rama, as she was waiting. She said, I'm Maya, the powerful material energy. Haridas Thakur could all of a sudden see in her all the universes. I previously used to be a devotee of Lord Rama. But I have heard you chanting with so much love the holy names of Krishna. Now please give me initiation in the holy names of Krishna. This is my desire, my transformed desire.
Čula sam te kako tako intenzivno s tolikom ljubavlju mantraš sveto ime. Molim te daj mi inicijaciju pjevanja svetog imena. To je moja transformirana želja.
I have the power to pull down even Brahma and Shiva.
Imam moć spustiti čak i Brahmu i Shivu.
But because you were situated or are situated on the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness, you have pulled me away from my nature of making people fall in illusion.
Ali pošto si ti situiran na tom transcendentalnom nivou, ti si mene povukao od moje prirode stavljanja u iluziju.
This illustrates how real devotees can help us overcome illusions.
Ova priča ilustrira kako nam pravi bhakte mogu pomoći da nadiđemo iluziju.
Real devotees are very powerful.
Pravi bhakte su jako moćni.
Not due to their own strengths, but because Krishna himself has invested transcendent duhovne snaga in them.
Ne zbog njihove snage, zbog toga što je Krishna osobno stavio svoju snagu u njih.
I said real devotees have this power. Are there false devotees?
Rekao sam pravi bhakte imaju ovu moć. Da li postoje lažni bhakte?
I will answer this question by saying what is the symptom of a real devotee and then you can judge yourself.
Na to pitanje ću odgovoriti tako da kažem što je simptom pravog bhakte, a onda vi sami možete prosuditi.
Symptom of a real devotee is saralata, which translated into English means simplicity.
Symptom pravoga bhakte je jednostavnost.
I do not know about the Croatian word, but the English word simplicity does not really carry the meaning of what is the symptom of a real devotee.
Ne znam za hrvatsku riječ, ali engleska riječ
jednostavnost ne nosi u biti taj pravi značaj.
When we say in English, oh, he is a simpleton, he is a soul. We think like he's Manetuko.
Kažemo na engleskom da je on jednostavan.
He's simple.
To obično znači da je malo tupas.
Tupas, yes. The Sanskrit word saralata, which is translated also as simplicity, means a person who searches for the essence.
Ali ta riječ na sanskritu koja je prevedena u jednostavnost u biti znači osoba koja traga za esencijom.
The essence in spiritual life is simple faith.
Esencija u duhovnom životu je jednostavna vjera.
Faith in the words of Krishna and the scriptures.
Vjera u riječi Krishne i spisa.
By this simple faith, a person becomes very quickly spiritually very powerful.
Sa ovom jednostavnom vjerom osoba vrlo brzo postaje vrlo duhovno moćna.
The scriptures tell us of two women who went to regular reading of the Bhagavatam.
Spisi nam govore od dvije žene koje su redovno odlazile na slušanje Bhagavatam.
One day the lecturer said, if you simply chant the name of Hari, you will cross over the ocean of material existence.
Jednom je govornik rekao, ako jednostavno pjevate ime Harija, preći ćete preko oceana materijalne egzistencije.
After hearing this, one of the women immediately started to chant Hari, 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 Gaura Hari.
Nakon što je to čula, jedna od žena je počela pjevati Hari, Hari, Hari.
And the other said, glupost.
Druga je rekla, glupost.
So both of them went back to the village. And on their way, they had to cross a tidal river. Tidal river, it is a river which flows into an ocean, and when the ocean rises, when there is a tide in the ocean, then the river becomes also very full of water.
I te dvije žene su se nakon predavanja vraćale u selo i morali su preći preko jedne bujice.
Yes, do you know what is this? Yes, this is the correct word, yes? So they went, and the river became deeper and deeper and deeper.
I tako su prelazile i voda je postajala sve dublja i dublja i dublja.
The reading from the Bhagavatam was a little longer than normal, and therefore the tide was very strong.
I čitanje iz Bhagavatama je malo duže potrajalo, i zbog toga je struja bila tako jaka.
So one of the ladies started to remember, you can cross the ocean by chanting Hari Hari, and started to chant Hari Hari.
Jedna od njih se sjetila, možeš preći ocean, pjevajući Hari Hari, što je počela pjevati.
The other didn't chant.
Druga nije.
The first woman crossed the water of the river very easily.
Prva je prešla vodu rijeke vrlo lako.
And the other started to drown.
Druga se počela daviti.
Help, help!
Upomoć, upomoć.
Chant, chant!
Mantraj, mantraj.
Hari, hari!
Hari, hari!
Glupost, glupost!
Glupost, glupost.
She was drowning. My dear devotees, you may think this is an ancient tale about faith. It has nothing to do with today's life.
Dragi brate, možete misliti da ovo neka drevna priča o vjeri i nema prave vrijednosti danas.
I personally know it's a true story because I drowned in Tenerife 2 years ago.
Ja osobno znam da je to istinita priča jer sam imao iskustvo utapanja u rijeci prije 2 godine.
Atlantic Ocean, yes. Atlantic Ocean, yes. I had given lectures the whole day, 5, I believe, and I was a little umarang, so I decided, let me do some plivanje.
Dao sam lekcije čitavi dan, mislim da je bilo 5 lekcija, i bio sam malo umoran i odlučio sam malo plivati.
And I swam, and I was feeling very excited. Wow, I have become a swimming master. I'm going so bristle.
I plivao sam, bio sam jako uzbuđen, postao sam plivački majstor.
Maybe it's because of the prasadam.
Možda je to zbog prasadama.
I was really going like an arrow.
Išao sam kao strela.
When I wanted to return, I saw what was wrong. I had become in the victim of, you know, what is it called when the water goes back? A stream, yes.
Kad sam se želio vratiti nazad, vidio sam što se desilo. Ja sam postao žrtva jake struje.
Oh, so very like the Gulf Stream is there, really intense.
Da, jaka golfska struja, jako, jako snažna.
So I turned around.
I okrenuo sam se.
I had some friend had given me this diving mask and the snorkel.
Jedan prijatelj mi je dao masku za ronjenje.
And I said, so you can swim very nicely with this. Yeah. So I was swimming with full strength against the stream. But because I could look through the eyes of this glass, I noticed I was, although I did all my best, I was still pulled into the Atlantic Ocean where all the sharks are.
I mogao sam vidjeti, pošto sam imao na sebi te naočale za plivanje, mogao sam vidjeti da unatoč mojim naporima, najvišim naporima, još uvijek me ta struja vukla unutar prema oceanu koji je pun vas.
I thought, this is not possible. Sachinana Swami will not die like this.
Mislio sam, ovo nije moguće. Sachinana Swami neće ovako umrijeti.
He will die on the sacred ground of Vrindavan, surrounded by devotees, not like a Nemečka turista.
Neće sve to plu Vrindavana, okružen sa bhaktama, ne kao njemački turista.
I was swimming very confidently.
Plivao sam jako.
But I was sucked out into the ocean.
Ali me usisalo u ocean.
Then I became terrified.
I onda sam postao užasno.
The waves became very strong.
Valovi su postali jako jaki.
Put me down.
I
swallowed water and vomited.
Provutao sam vode, onda sam je poračao.
And started to lose consciousness.
Počeo sam gubiti svijest.
Then I understood, it's true, Sachinanda Swami will die now. And I must admit to all of you, I was not a great hero at that time. I became very worried what will happen to me now.
I moram vam svima priznati, nisam bio veliki heroj tada. Postao sam jako zabrinut što će mi se sada desiti.
Then I remembered, if one chants the holy names of Krishna, will cross the ocean of material existence.
Onda sam se sjetio, ako osoba pjeva imena Krishna, preći će ocean materijalnog postoja.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You know, I really gave my best and prayed for my dear Lord, if you want me to die, it's all right, but please let me die in Krishna consciousness, not with anxiety.
Molio sam se, dragi Krishna, ako želiš da umrem, nema veze, ali molim te da pusti mi da umrem u svjesnosti Krishna, ne u tjeskobu.
And if you wish to save me, please give me the strength and the intelligence to see your plan. I'm very much upset at this moment.
I ako me želiš spasiti, molim te daj mi mudrost i inteligenciju i snagu da vidim tvoj plan, jer sada sam jako, jako zabrinut.
Then I heard the voice of conscience.
Onda sam čuo glas svjesnosti.
You just... soon I will now send waves which will go towards the beach.
Sada ću poslati valove koji će ići prema plaži.
And you swim as long as you are on the wave.
I plivaj dok si na valu.
When you lose the wave, when it's faster, then you just don't fight against the ocean. You are too weak.
I kada val prođe, onda se nemoj boriti protiv oceana, jer si preslab.
Wait for the next wave.
Čekaj za sljedeći val.
Then I noticed the waves were changing course. And I started to follow the advice. Swim as long as I was with the wave.
13
meters forward.
30 metara naprijed.
Then I didn't fight when the ocean took my legs and pulled me back.
Onda se nisam borio kad bi mi ocean uzeo noge i povukao me nazad.
12 meters.
12 metara.
13 meters,
30,
12 meters, to,
30,
fro, 30, back, forth. Male intensiv noch. Yes. I didn't really see that I was moving forward.
Nisam vidio da se mičem prema napred.
But I had faith.
Ali imao sam vjeru.
Krishna will save me.
Krishna će mi
spasiti. And finally I was on the beach.
I napokon sam bio na plaži.
I prayed for a long time.
Molio sam se dugo
and
vremena.
Thanked my Lord.
Zahvalio gospodin.
It's true.
Istina.
If you have the simple faith.
Ako imate jednostavnu vjeru.
In the statements of the spiritual scriptures, you will be carried by a spiritual energy.
U izjave duhovnih spisa nosit će vas duhovna energija.
But if you do not have this simplicity, this childlike faith, spiritual life becomes malo teško.
Ali ako nemate tu jednostavnost, tu kao dječju vjeru, onda će duhovni život postati malo teško.
A devotee is described as someone having this simple faith.
Bhakta je opisan kao neko koji ima jednostavnu vjeru.
And by this simple faith, he is connected with the duhovne energia.
I s njom je povezan sa duhovnom energijom.
Doubts act like a sword, which cut his connection to the spiritual energy.
A sumnje djeluju kao mač koji prereže tu vezu.
So if you have real devotees means devotees who have faith.
Znači pravi bhakte znači bhakte koji imaju vjeru.
And in their association you can quickly experience spiritual reality.
I u njihovom društvu možete brzo osjetiti duhovnu realnost.
That's because Krishna is in their heart.
To je zbog toga što je Krishna u njihovom srcu.
Yes. I would suggest to you that this temple must be built two times.
Predložio bih vam da ovaj hram mora biti izgrađen dva puta.
The nice acoustic isolations and loudspeakers, as important as they are not the most important.
Fina akustična izolacija i veliki zvučnici, koliko god da jesu važni, nisu najvažniji.
The most important is that the devotees learn to associate with each other on the platform of Krishna consciousness.
Najvažnija je stvar da bhakte nauče da se druže međusobno na nivou duhovne svjesnosti, svjesnosti Krishna.
If we learn to associate on the spiritual platform, our faith will increase and we will become real devotees.
Ako se naučimo družiti na duhovnom nivou, naša vjera će rasti i postaćemo pravi bhakte.
And we must be careful.
I moramo biti pažljivi.
Nothing was ever gained by criticism.
Ništa kritiziranje nikad nije ništa napravilo.
There may every person may have good qualities and some bad qualities.
Svaka osoba može imati dobre kvalitete i neke loše kvalitete.
The materialist will like to speak about the bad qualities.
Materialisti vole govoriti o lošim kvalitetama.
Have you smelled his breath?
Da li si pomirisao njegov dah?
Not very spiritual. The spiritually interested person knows nothing ever good was gained by criticism.
Duhovna osoba zna da kritiziranje nije nikad ništa dobro napravilo.
We should avoid criticizing devotees for their small or their big mistakes.
Trebali bi izbjegavati kritizirati bhakte za njihove male ili velike pogreške.
By criticism, our own bhakti, our own devotion for Krishna is effectively and sometimes permanently destroyed.
Kritiziranjem je naša vlastita bhakti ponekad privremena, ponekad trajno uništena.
Now, I guess all of you are still human beings and human beings I have the feeling that other human beings sometimes get on their nerves. That's natural.
I naravno svi smo mi ljudska bića, a ljudska bića ponekad imaju osjećaj da druga ljudska bića im idu na živce.
And it may happen that in a moment of tension we become a little bit critical.
I može se desiti da u tom trenutku napetosti postanemo malo kritički.
If that happens, no, your criticism will not harm the other person, it will harm you.
Ako se to desi, vaše kritiziranje neće oštetiti tu osobu, već vas.
And to become free from the effect of your Vaishnav apparat, excuse yourself.
I da biste se oslobodili tog efekta vaše Vaishnava aparate, trebamo se ispričati.
It does happen that we have sometimes criticism, especially when we are coming from the countries where the much temperament is in our blood.
Može se desiti da tako ponekad kritiziramo, specijalno ako dolazimo iz zemlja koje čiji stanovnici u krvi imaju jaki temperament.
But you can immediately excuse yourself.
Ali možemo se odmah ispričati.
I want to finally end my little class by telling you my favorite story.
Želim završiti ovo predavanje da tako da vam ispričamo i najdražu priču.
And this has to do with the beautiful deities of Shishigonitai.
Ovo ima veze sa prekrasnim božanstvima Shishigonitai.
This is a holy place because Krishna has been called in the form of these deities.
Ovo je sveto mjesto jer je Krishna pozvan u obliku ovih božanstva.
Whereas Radha Krishna deities require this intricate pran pratishta ceremony, these deities are very merciful and appear when we do a nice kirtan.
Za razliku od Radha Krishna božanstava koji da bi se pojavili zahtijevaju taj intrigantni, komplicirani obred, božanstva Šišigonitaja se pojavljuju sa dovoljanje prekrasan kirtan.
Do you know how the first Gonitai deities appeared?
Da li znate kako su se prva Gonitai božanstva pojavili?
Please listen very carefully because it's an important lesson.
Slušajte, molim vas, vrlo pažljivo jer je to važno.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, or Nityananda Prabhu had one devotee who was very special. His name was Gauridas Pandit.
Nityananda Prabhu je imao jednoga bhaktu koji je bio jako specijalno.
He used to live at the bank of the Ganga in a village called Ambika Kalna.
On je živio na obali rijeke Gange u jednom selu.
One day before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. One day before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the sacred order of sannyas and left this area for good, he made a last visit to Gauridas Pandit.
I jednoga dana prije nego što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uzeo sannyas i napustio to područje, posjetio je Gauridas Pandit.
He personally came with a boat roaring over the Ganga.
I osobno je došao veslajući s brodom preko Gange.
Gauridas Pandit felt that the Lord would soon leave Mayapur area.
Gauridas Pandit je osjetio da će gospodin ubrzo napustiti.
When Lord Chaitanya Nityananda got up to go in the boat and go back over the Ganga, he implored the Lord, please stay.
I kada je Nityananda sjeo u brod da se vrati nazad, molio je gospodina, molim te ostani.
He cried.
Plakao.
How can I live without you?
Kako mogu živjeti bez tebe?
How can the body live without the soul?
Kako tijelo može živjeti bez duše?
If you go, I will die.
Ako odeš, umreću.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked very mercifully at Gauridas Pandit and said, I am eternally present in two forms.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je jako milostivo pogledao na Gauridas Pandita i rekao, ja sam vječno prisutan u dvije forme.
In the form in which I have appeared now and in the form of the deity.
U obliku kojem sam se sada pojavio i u obliku božanstva.
And with this he turned towards a neem tree and with his own hand manifested a big set of Gonitai deities.
I kada je to rekao, okrenio se prema stavnu nimba i svojim i osobno je napravio gorni taj božanstvo.
And he gave those deities to his devotee Gauridas Pandit and said, Sateva.
I rekao je, okrenio se prema svome bhakti, da mu to božanstvo.
Gauridas Pandit was not satisfied.
Ali Gauridas Pandit nije bio zadovoljan.
I want the Lord who can walk.
Želim gospodina koji može šetati.
I want the Lord who can talk.
Želim gospodina koji može govoriti.
I want the Lord who can eat.
Želim gospodina koji može jesti.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he can talk.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, on može govoriti.
He can walk.
Može hodati.
This deity can eat. Give him something. He is hungry.
Ovo božanstvo može jesti, daj mu nešto, hladan.
Gauridas Pandit had prepared a meal which he wanted to give to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he put it before the deity.
I Gauridas Pandit je spremio prasada, odnosno obroka i htio dati Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i stavio ga ispred božanstva.
Please listen very carefully what happened then.
Molim vas, slušajte jako pažljivo, što se onda desilo.
The deity stretched forward his hand and took the prasad and ate the prasad.
Božanstvo je ispružilo ruku, uzelo prasada i pojelo.
And then he said, thank you very much. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, so are you satisfied with the deity?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, da li si zadovoljan sa božanstvom?
Gauridas Pandit said, no.
Gauridas Pandit rekao, ne.
If you are identical with your form, then you can stay and your form can go. Let your deity go. At that moment, the deity started to walk. And Lord Chaitanya became the deity with outstretched, blissful hands like there.
I gospodin Čekan je postao božanstvo sa ispruženim rukama kao šete.
Gauridas Pandit cried in ecstasy.
Gauridas Pandit je plakao u ekstasi.
And with great love and devotion he worshipped these deities of Gornitai, the first set of Gornitai, up to even his high old age.
I sa velikom ekstazom i entuzijazmom je obožavao te Gornitai, prve Gornitai, sve do svoje duboke starosti.
Gauridas Pandit was very poor.
Gauridas Pandit je bio jako siromašan.
One day he desired if my deities could be ornamented with jewels and with gold, then this would very nice, would be very nice. It would suit them perfectly.
Jednog dana je poželio kad bi moja božanstva bila ukrašena sa prekrasnim ukrasima od dragulja i zlata, to bi bilo jako fino, to bi im baš pristajalo.
With these thoughts he went to bed.
I s tim mislima je otišao u krevet.
In the morning,
ujutro,
when he opened the altar,
kad je otvorio altar,
he saw the most wonderful golden decorations on Gornitai.
Vidio je prekrasne zlatne ukrase na Gornitai.
Some of you have desired if Gornitai could just get a temple in Split.
Neko je od vas želio kad bi Gornitai samo mogli dobiti hram u Split.
Now the deities have manifested such a temple. I remember the misery which we all experienced when we stayed in the first Splitsky temple, you know, this Mitnička.
It
was the smallest apartment or house in Split which you can imagine. Which had the most guests of any apartment in Split. Devotees had to sit on the window silk.
Bhakti su morali sjediti na okvirima od prozora.
And when they got up, their sacred behinds were totally deformed.
Kad bi se bili njihove svete stražnice su bile totalno deformirane.
And there was no space for anything.
Nije bilo mjesta za ništa.
But many of us lived in it.
Ali mnogi od nas tu živjeli.
Mitnička, yes. So now the Lord has kindly supplied a bigger space.
Sada je gospodin ljubazno dao veći prostor.
Yes, yes. See, we are spiritualists. We, you may say, well, but this is not a palace. When you approach this space, you don't really know where you are going. Is it a boat, a boat construction thing, or what is the, are these buildings? But my dear devotees, we are not materialists, we are spiritualists. We just carry about, we care that there is a space where we can sit and chant and hear about Krishna. That's all what we need to come to the spiritual platform.
Dragi bhakte, mi smo duhovnjaci, ne materialisti, nama samo treba neki prostor gdje možemo slušati i pjevati od Krishna da bi došli na duhovnu platformu.
Any space can become sacred space if you worship Krishna, talk about him and chant his holy names.
Svako mjesto može postati sveto mjesto ako obožavate Krishnu, pričate o njemu i pjevate njegova sveta imena.
Even a discotheque could become a temple when there is a spiritual atmosphere.
Može postati hram kada je duhovna atmosfera.
Yes, I mean, I don't encourage you to go to these places and try it. But I remembered sometimes in Germany I have been with some Boy George, the modern man, and we have sung Hare Krishna because we were invited, and the whole space transformed into the discotheque space, into a very nice spirit. People started to talk, and Yavolem Krishna, and you know, and the spiritual atmosphere came.
Ali sjećam se, prije sam bio pozvan od strane Boy Georgea na takva mjesta i tu bismo pjevali Maha Mantru i cijela atmosfera je postala jako duhovna, svi bi razgovarali i pričali, ja volim Krishnu i tako.
My dear devotees, what do we really need in this world?
Dragi bhakte, što u biti stvarno trebamo u ovom svijetu?
Money?
Not.
A palace?
Palaču.
Fascinating sexual partners?
Fascinantne seksualne partnere.
Fame?
Slavu.
Muscles? We need Lubov. Love can transform everything. And this is the idea of Krishna consciousness. When there's love, anything becomes lovable. I have taken a note. And here's an important point. Without love, even the processes of bhakti yoga become like vegetables without salt.
I ovo je važna stvar. Bez ljubavi, čak i procesi bhakti yoga postaju poput povrća bez soli.
Without love for Krishna, even the association of devotees becomes like a feast without hunger.
Bez ljubavi prema Krišni, čak i druženje s bhaktama, duhovni proces postaje kao feast, a da niste gladni.
Without love of Krishna, even the study of scriptures becomes like reading a book without understanding.
Bez ljubavi prema Krišni, čak i proučavanje spisa postaje kao čitanje knjige, a da je ne razumijem.
And without love of Krishna, even the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra becomes like a fruit orchard without fruits.
Bez ljubavi prema Krišni, čak i mantranje postaje kao voćnjak bez voćki.
This love of Krishna comes easily in the heart of someone who loves his devotees.
Ova ljubav prema Krišni se lako pojavljuje u srcu osobe koja voli njegove bhakte.
Remember, the devotees teach practically the scriptures theoretically.
Sjetite se, bhakte podučavaju praktično, a spisi teoretski.
It is our sacred duty as devotees or friends of Krishna to have loving and encouraging relationships amongst us.
Naša je dužnost kao bhakte gospodina prijatelji Krišne da imamo te fine odnose među sobom.
This loving relationships will be the fundament of our wonderful sacred space.
Oni će biti temeljac našeg prekrasnog duhovnog prostora.
I have always enjoyed my stay with the Splitjanan devotees.
Uvijek sam uživao u svom boravku sa splitskim bhaktama.
Once I was interviewed in this newspaper, Dalmatia Today or some Dalmatia. Slobodan Dalmacija, yes. What do you like in Dalmacija?
Pitali smo što voliš u Dalmaciji.
The people expected the nice olive oil. Some answer like that. But I said the love which is hidden in the heart of the Dalmatians. I always like this very friendly atmosphere. And I think we can just raise this natural friendliness in our Dalmatia blood to having friendly and loving association with devotees. Ooh, then we will quickly feel the juice, the electricity of Krishna Bhakti.
Mislim da možemo tu nacionalno prijateljstvo koje teče u krvi Dalmatinaca prenijeti naše odnose s baktama i onda jako brzo možemo imati prekrasan duhovan.
I want to encourage everyone who is here and also everyone who is not here but who wishes to come here that this is your temple.
Želimo hrabriti sve koji su ovdje i koji trenutno nisu ovdje, ali će doći, da je ovo vaš hram.
These are your gornitai.
Ovo su vaši gornitai.
This is not the temple of a little group of enthusiasts.
Ovo nije hram male grupe entuzijasta.
No, this is a place for you.
Ovo je mjesto za sve.
Please come and give us your sacred association.
Molim vas, dođite i dajte nam vaše sveto društvo.
And please drink the wonderful what do we say, slatki med of Krishna consciousness. I want to thank you very much. Haribo! Oh.